Wesson again blocked from acting as LA City Council replacement. Los Angeles, a Superior Court judge July 19 again blocked Herb Wesson from acting as a temporary replacement for suspended Los Angeles City Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas, adding more confusion to the representation of the 10th District. The ruling by Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Mary Strobel prevents Wesson from performing any council functions. The decision effectively blocks him from representing the district, although it did not formally remove him from the post. The ruling marked the second time Strobel has issued a restraining order against Wesson's service on the council. On February 24, Strobel sided with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference of Southern California's challenge to Wesson's appointment, issuing a temporary restraining order that blocked him from serving. But she later vacated the order and declined to issue a preliminary injunction, saying that procedurally, the SCLC needed to obtain permission from the State Attorney General's office to proceed with its legal challenge. As a result, Wesson began serving on the council in mid-March. Last month, however, the Attorney General's office cleared the way for the SCLC to proceed with its challenge, opining that there were legitimate questions about whether Wesson's appointment was legal. The SCLC contends that Wesson is termed out, since he already represented the 10th District from 2005 through 2020, serving as council president from 2012 to 2020. The group also argued that there was no public input in the process of choosing Wesson to temporarily fill the council seat. With the AG's opinion in hand, SCLC attorneys filed papers Monday and went to court Tuesday seeking a new restraining order, which Strobel granted, blocking Wesson from performing any council duties. She set a hearing on a possible preliminary injunction for August 16, so Wesson will be unable to perform any council functions until at least that date. "Today is a great day for rule of law, transparency, and democracy," Pastor William D. Smart of SCLC said in a statement. "Decisions made behind closed doors and actions that run counter to the voting public must be met with strong action. Today's decision lays the foundation for a trial where the merits of our case will be heard and hopefully the will of the voters will be upheld." Attorneys for the city argued against the restraining order, saying in part that there was no urgency for such a ruling, as noted by the SCLC's decision to wait roughly a month after the Attorney General's ruling to even seek an injunction. City attorneys also claimed that the restraining order would do nothing to address the SCLC's primary allegation that the City Council had no authority to suspend Ridley Thomas. Ridley Thomas was suspended from the council last October, following his federal indictment on corruption charges. Ridley Thomas and Marilyn Flynn, former dean of the University of Southern California's School of Social Work, are charged in a 20-count indictment alleging a secret deal in which Ridley Thomas, when he was a member of the LA County Board of Supervisors, agreed to steer county money to the university in return for admitting his son Sebastian Ridley Thomas into graduate school with a full tuition scholarship and a paid professorship. Flynn allegedly arranged to funnel a $100,000 donation from Ridley Thomas's campaign funds through the university to a nonprofit to be operated by his son, a former member of the state assembly. The donation prompted an investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles that remains open, prosecutors said. In exchange, the indictment contends, Ridley Thomas supported county contracts involving the School of Social Work, including lucrative deals to provide services to the County Department of Children and Family Services and Probation Department, as well as an amendment to a contract with the Department of Mental Health that would bring the school millions of dollars in new revenue. Both defendants have strongly denied any wrongdoing and promised that evidence will clear their names. The motion to appoint Wesson as a temporary replacement was unanimously approved by the council on February 22. According to the appointment, Wesson is supposed to hold the position through December 31 unless Ridley Thomas is acquitted or the charges against him are dropped. The city council is in the midst of its summer recess.